Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Whoops. Good morning. It's good to have you with us here today for another in the series of Read the Word. This has become one of our most favorite ways to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And what's awesome about this is we just got here by being obedient. And really being obedient in something that I just didn't think I could get accomplished. But wow, has God proven to be true throughout this year. And what an amazing revelation of God's holy word that we have. Since we've, you know, since the beginning, we've been saying this is a majestic word of God. We had just studied the book of Revelation with Dr. Hilton Sutton. And powerful man of God, minister of the gospel, and a student of God. Man, just amazing. Yeah. Anyways, Read the Word is a playlist on YouTube. You can go to my YouTube channel, samuelzcottle.com. And then search playlist or go to the channel and you'll see playlist. Click on it. Find the one that says Read the Word. Over on the left-hand side, there's will be a little plus sign. Click it till it turns dark. And when you do, that'll add it to your YouTube page in your library. And you'll be able to find that YouTube video anytime you want. And you'll be able to go through it from Genesis through the whole Bible. You know, I heard Bill Johnson and, I don't know, Zig Ziglar or somebody else say you could, oh, Mike Murdoch, both said you could read the Bible in 36 hours.
Have you ever put that to the test?
I think I got to learn how to read a little better.
Thank you.
Because it takes me an hour every night if I'm not careful to get this done. Of course, I'm doing a little bit of extra talking too.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been a great trip. And we're glad to have you with us. Click like. Subscribe and hit the bell. And you'll be with us, those of you on Blog Talk Radio with us from around the world. There's a bunch of you. Good to have you with us. Once again, I'm going to say, in the notes of these programs, you'll find my email address. Send me an email with a picture of you, your family, your friends, listening to Read the Word. We would love to have a picture, have you right up here on the wall, and we'll pray for God's blessing. This is our prayer. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it in your spirit, soul, and body, in your mind, your will, and your emotion, in your marriage, your ministry, money, your mouth. When there was one more M, what was it? Anyways, we want to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Our lesson for today is found in the book of Nehemiah. And, you know, Nehemiah is one of my most favorite because Nehemiah said, I ain't coming off this wall. Come down there and deal with you guys trying to mess up what we're doing when you're just trying to cause me to lose my faith and I ain't going to do it. I love the tenacity of this great man of God, Nehemiah. Well, 1st and 2nd Kings, Joshua, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Daniel, these are all my favorite books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, they're all my favorite, but I just love them all. Here we go. Pray this opening prayer with me. Find it right there on your screen. Can you see it?
Sharing it to Facebook.
On the Zoomers?
Yes.
Father, Thank you for Jesus' blood that gives me access to come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that all of our lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. One more drink of coffee. Nehemiah chapter 6. This is one of my favorite stories of the whole Bible right here. I know I got a bunch of them, but on page number 626, this is my favorite story. I love Nehemiah's tenacity. Happened when Sanballat, the thumbsucker, Tobiah, the crybaby, Geshem, the little wimpster, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the door in the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. What do you tell a guy when he tells you to do this? Oh, no. But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? They sent me this message four times, and I answered them in the same manner. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time, with an open letter in his hands. In it was written, it is reported among the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king. And you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. Now these matters will be reported to the king, so come, therefore, and let us consult together. Then I sent to him, saying, no such thing as you say are being done, but you invent them in your own heart. Don't you hate it when somebody does that and they're doing it against you? I do.
Yeah.
They've invented in their own heart. For they all were trying to make us afraid, saying, their hands will be weakened in the work and it will not be done. They were doing this on purpose. Mm-hmm. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deleiah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they're coming to kill you indeed at night. They will come to kill you. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I'll not go in. I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this reason, he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way and sin, so that they might have cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these their words, and the prophetess Nadiah, and the rest of the prophets, who would have made me afraid. You don't want to be on that list of a mighty man of God like this one. You just don't want to be on that list. Verse 15, so the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. Ain't no wonder those guys were all bent out of shape. These guys were kicking it, man. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. Oh, no, God is at work in Jerusalem again. And in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. For many in Judah were pledged to him because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Era. And his son Jehohanan had married the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me and reported my words to him. Tobiah sent letters to frighten me. Stop it, all y'all.
Yeah.
And yet, there's as many wicked people today doing the exact same thing to men of God, men and women of God. So just don't you be on their side. Just get off that side. Quit messing with God's leaders, even if you think they're doing wrong. Quit messing with them. If you're not God's prophetic voice to correct a prophetic leader, then shut your mouth so you don't get yourself in trouble.
Right, right.
Woo! I done went to preaching. Chapter 7. I did really good right there.
Yes.
Let me just pause and have a drink of coffee. Then it was, when the wall was built and I had hung the doors, when the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, that I gave the charge of Jerusalem to my brother, Hanani, and Hananiah, the leader of the citadel, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. I said to them, do not let the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. And while they stand guard, let them shut and bar the doors and appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, one at his watch station and another in front of his own house. Now think about it. The king sent Nehemiah there and said, how long are you going to be gone? So when that guy said, you're setting up to be king, and he sent a letter to the king saying it, the king's going to send the letter back saying, who is that guy? And somebody take him out because he's a liar. Mm-hmm. Nehemiah's coming back to me. The city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few and the houses were not rebuilt. Then my God put it in my heart to gather the nobles, the rulers, and the people, that they might be registered by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of those who had come up in the first return and found written in it. These are the people of the province who came back from the captivity of those who had been carried away from Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, everyone to his city. Those who came with Zerubbabel were Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Rehemiah, Nehemani, Mordecai,
Esther's Mordecai?
I think so. Bilsham, Miss Pereth, Bigvi, Nahum, Baana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the sons of Peresh, 2,172. The sons of Shephatiah, 372. The sons of Era, 652. They all ended on 2.
Yeah.
Interesting. The sons of Pahath Moab, of the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The sons of Elam, 1,254. And the sons of Zattu, 845. Sons of Zekai, 760. The sons of Benui, 648. Sons of Bibai, 628. The sons of Azgad, 2,322. The sons of Adonikam, 667. The sons of Bigvi, 2,067. The sons of Aden, 655. Sons of Ater, of Hezekiah, 98. Sons of Hashem, 328. The sons of Bezai, 324. The sons of Harif, 112. The sons of Gibeon, 95. And the men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Azmeth, 42. The men of Kirjath Jearim, Shephariah, and Beeroth, 643. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The sons of the other Elam, 1,254. The sons of Haram, 320. The sons of Jericho, 345. The sons of Lod, Ahaded and Ono, 721. The sons of Sinea, 3,930. Man, they had some kids. The priest, the sons of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The sons of Immer, 1,052. The sons of Pesha, 1,247. The sons of Haram, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the sons of Hodibah, 74. The singers, the sons of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the sons of Shalom, the sons of Ader, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akkab, the sons of Hatita, the sons of Shobai, 138. The Nethinim, the sons of Ziha, the sons of Hasufa, the sons of Tebeah, sons of Kiras, the sons of Seir, the sons of Padan, the sons of Libana, the sons of Hagaba, the sons of Salmai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gideel, the sons of Gehar, the sons of Reaiah, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nekoda, the sons of Gazem, the sons of Uzzah, the sons of Pasea, the sons of Besai, the sons of Meunim, the sons of Nephishim, the sons of Bakbuk, sons of Hakufa, the sons of Harher, sons of Basleth, sons of Mehida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Barkas, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Tema, the sons of Niziah and the sons of Hadapha, sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Sophereth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jeela, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Shephatiah, the sons of Hattel, the sons of Pakarath of Zebam, and the sons of Ammon, all the Nethinim, and the sons of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were the ones who came up from Tel Mela, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adon, and Emer. But they could not identify their father's house nor their lineage, whether they were of Israel. The sons of Deleiah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nekoda, 642. That's a big old bunch of guys who can't identify themselves. And of the priests, the sons of Habaiah, the sons of Kaz, the sons of Barzillai, who took a wife of the daughters of the Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called by their name, these sought their listing among those who were registered by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore, they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled.
Wow.
And the governor said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with the Urim and the Thummim. Altogether, the whole assembly was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 men and women singers. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, and donkeys 6,720. Do you know how big of a field it takes to feed all them? They didn't even have a John Deere tractor. Some of the heads of the father's house gave to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 gold drachmas, 50 basins, 530 priestly garments. Some of the heads of the father's house gave to the treasury of the work 20,000 gold drachmas, 2,200 silver minas, and that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 gold drachmas, 2,000 silver minas, and 67 priestly garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, Some of the people, the Nethinim and all Israel, dwelt in their cities. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, we're done like really early, so that gives me lots of time to preach. So, this is a time when we would always say circle the wagons. Now, the most important thing you see tonight is Nehemiah was not going to be moved from his position of rebuilding the wall. He was. God chose the right man because he was going to look them thumbsuckers in the face and say, you guys ain't going to be a part of it. Ain't going to be a part of it. And he did not waver at all. He's kept the voice of God loud and strong inside of his spirit, kept himself focused, and he never gave in. Don't give in. You don't have to give in. There's a whole lot of church doctrine that says, well, you know, give it your best shot. But if you give in, it don't matter. God still loves you. No, it does matter. What if he hadn't got it done? What if he'd been like the hard-hearted children of Israel? No. It does matter. What you do for eternity does matter. And you've got to get your heart focused on the Word of God and get out of every bit of religiosity. Just get out of it. That spirit of religion looks like God, sounds like God, acts like God, talks like God, and it don't have any of God in it. It's just demonic spirit trying to control the church. And we encourage you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now, always, every time we come here, we pray the prayer of salvation with anybody that might need to know Jesus. Now, if I were in a church service, I'd say raise your hand or come forward. And of course, I can't see your hand and I don't know where you'd walk to. But we're going to pray the prayer of salvation no matter who you are, no matter what nation you live in, no matter what you've ever done in your life. If you pray this prayer and mean it from the depths of your heart, your life will change immediately. And you'll be born again. And you'll become a believer. And God Almighty will live on the inside of you. So I encourage you, no matter who you are, sinner or saint, pray this prayer with us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
And
Son
you
of
rose
God.
Again just for me.
And you rose again just
Put your
for
hands
me.
Out and just say it. I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my
All life. All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and
All
your
of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
And live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer
I
every
pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I haven't talked much about praying in the heavenly language for a while, but when you get born again and filled with the Spirit, you get your own language that only heaven understands. Hell can't, they can't interpret it because it comes from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So there ain't nothing anybody can do. The devil has to just watch you walk right by him, crush him right on top of his ugly, stupid head. He's already been nailed to the cross, according to Colossians chapter 3. Jesus did that. Maybe it might be Colossians chapter 2. Somewhere after the book of Matthew, you'll find that verse. And thank God he's still defeated. Now, you might say, Pastor, what's going on? Well, God Almighty just came inside of you and filled you. That's that rush you feel. Because what's going on is all of God Almighty is filling your being and all of sin is leaving. Because when he fills you, sin's got to go.
Yeah.
You are made into a new creation. You get a new nature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. I heard a great man of God say today, do you have to sin? Will you sin after you're born again? Or can you sin after you're born again? What was it? Was it can you sin? You didn't see it? Oh. And he said, well, yeah, you can sin, but your nature's been changed. Why would you want to? So you have the ability to sin, but you don't want to sin. And it's because his righteousness filled you, and his righteousness is so holy and pure and just, and it's just a gift, and you receive it, and your life is changed forever. Now, what is your responsibility? Walk with God every day of your life. Every morning when you wake up, pray this prayer. You're looking at the ceiling. Pray it with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Help me walk with you today.
Help me walk with you today.
And he'll do it. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit and his wonderful help than you even are to ask. Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got for now. This is a short read the word. But it's all right. We're glad to have you with us. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit the bell so you know when we're coming back. Shoot us an email with your picture in it till we have you up here in our partner board. And most of all, remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Ian, you're no longer a hurricane. You're just a little rainstorm that's going to fizz out in the Gulf.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We will see you soon right here and read the word.